Blessed morning, blessed Shabbat morning to all of my fellow brothers and sisters in peace in the faith, in the walk. True house of Yashareel, true heirs of Yah's kingdom. My fellow perpetual of progress pursuers. Listen, this walk is a process of perpetual growth and development. Graduatory understanding advancement. Yah's Rokhemet and his Torah of Divine True Absolute are the only assigned and master teachers. I would employ you to, for example, e.g., see Yuchanan, John, the 6th chapter, verses 13 to 15. Albeit when he, Yah's Rokhemet, Yah's Spirit of Truth, is come, it shall guide you in all truth. For it shall speak of himself, it shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will what? And he will show you things to come. He will glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and show it unto you. All things that the Father has are mine, therefore said I, that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. You can on John 16, 13, 15. Again, I'll tell Sefer. Now, if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of Yahuwah, which is what? Yah's word of truth, Torah. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which Yahuwah gives, that Yahuwah in all things may be glorified through Yahushua HaMashiach, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen, meaning truly. Kafir Rashan, 1 Peter 4 and 11. Now, not as though I had already attained, I, the word, perfect. We are all works in progress. This is a perpetual process of being perfected. Spiritual and intellectual maturation. As Mashiach is, so shall we be. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend it, for which also I am apprehended of Mashiach, the new Messiah Yahushua. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended or already arrived, but there's one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me, and reaching forth unto those things which what are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of Yahuwah in Mashiach, the new Messiah Yahushua. Let us therefore, as many as it be perfect, spiritually and intellectually mature around you, be thus minded. And if anything ye be otherwise, and if in anything ye be otherwise minded, Yahushua revealed even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. What same thing? Yah's word of truth. Torah, brethren, be followers together with me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us for an example. Philippians 3, 12 through 17. I just want to step around here. Now, be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Mashiach. I'm sorry here. Now, I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I deliver them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Mashiach, the Messiah around here, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Mashiach, the Messiah, is Yahuwah the Father around here. Quarantine with Sean, 1 Corinthians 11, 1 through 3. Now, the second beloved I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance, that ye may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of Adonai and the Savior. Knowing this first, that it shall come in the last days, scoffers, walking through their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of Yahuwah the heavens were made of old. And they are standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved until fire against the day of judgment and perdition of wicked men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. Do you know Yah's divine truth? That one day is with Yahuwah as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. Yahuwah is not slack to his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of Yahuwah will come as a thief in the night. Again, but the day of Yahuwah will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burnt up. Seeing then that all of these things should be dissolved, what manner of persons ought we to be in all purity of conversation and in the fear of Yahuwah, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of Yahuwah, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to this promise look for a renewed heavens and a renewed earth, wherein dwells righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And account that the long suffering of Yahuwah's salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given to him, has been unto you, as also in all his Sepharim's books, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unstable pervert, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the Torahless, fall from your own steadfastness. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Adonai and Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach, and of Yahuwah the Father. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Meaning truly round here. Kepher Rashan, 2 Peter 3, 1-18. Hashtags, Yahweh is clearly perfect. The divine school of thought, divine truth, sovereign wisdom, Ruach Kemet, means spirit of truth around here, pragmatic intelligence, transformative truisms, absolute answers and solutions, perpetual advancement systems, Sean D. Foster Project International, SDFEI, True Universe and Primary Group, King, Priest, Scholar of Yah, Occupation, Yashirim, Classification, Yahudim, also classification around here, Yashirim, what is that, the plural form of what, Yah's nation, Yashirel, means what, hello, when is Elohim, Prevailing Prince, the upright in Elohim, Yahudim, hello, plural form for the governing tribe of Yashareel, and also my God, who recently my God of the oracles of Yahuwah, hello, hello, Yahudah, which means worshippers of Yahuwah, Yahudim, that's who we are, that's what I am, a true worshiper of Yahuwah, truthologist, that speaks for itself around here, I am a disseminator, my God of Yah, my God, divine truth, flat out, truth titan, I stand for Yah's truth, you understand that, man, I am also what? A master holistic transformation strategist. Period. Again, graphic. Divine truth is not the product of human opinion, but it is the byproduct of Yah's divine revelation intention. Also see Kepher Shinai, 2 Peter 1, verses 16 to 21. If you do not know and stand for Yah's divine truth for yourself, you will be deceived and seen quick falling for satanic fiction. Also see Talim, Psalms 119 and 142, as it says, what? Yah's righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and his Torah is the truth. Again, this graphic. One of the greatest tactics that the adversary has been and continues to use on the deceived masses is that divine truth, morality, and righteousness are not necessary to be empowered to build long-lasting, strong, thriving homes and communities, when they actually serve as the foundational stones that lead to beautiful, healthy, wealthy, thriving, and prosperous homes, families, and societies. The word of Yahuwah contains his sovereign cures and answers for every satanic malady that humanity finds itself plagued with. Flat out. We are to adorn divine attire of the garments of salvation and the robe of righteousness, and on top of that, we're to put on the whole armor of the Most High Yah, which is what? The hammer of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, my God. Our loins are developed with Yah's divine truth, my God. We have the shield of faith, my God, and the sword of speed, my God, and our feet to be shod with the preference of gospel of peace around here. Again, Yah's word is our eternal foundation. You understand that? We got time for Babylon's BS and contamination. Miss me with the nonsense. Pay attention. Divine sentences are the echoes and sentiments of wise and scholarly kings around here. Yah gives wisdom. He gives knowledge. He gives understanding. There's no boasting, no pride, no arrogance, no in the conversation. Yah is the giver of every good and perfect gift, and all these good and perfect gifts are given for the edification of his people, his body, his nation, Yashareel. Again, divine sins are the echoes and sentiments of wise and scholarly kings and queens. Yah's divine truth, eloquently and accurately conveyed, has the power to what? Heal souls, transform lives, establish kingdoms, and secure true and lasting success forever. I want to pull the Yah's word around here. Check out the book of Sirach. Ecclesiastes, my God, the first 10 verses 11 to 20 for great expounding around here. Again, intimate integrity, being real with Yahuwah El Elyon. Again, Yahuwah the Father's name is what? Yahuwah. Correction. Yahuwah the Father's name means what? I hear the priest's life holding in their hands. El Elyon is his title, meaning what? The Most Elohim around here. Again, intimate take to be with ourselves, with Yahuwah, El Elyon, ourselves, and each other. It would allow us to tap into the healing streams and the living waters of Elohim, of the Elohim of our salvation, who alone can completely satisfy our hunger and thirst. He, Mashiach, the Messiah, is our wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, Redeemer, everlasting solution, peace, and absolute truth. Get Yah's word for yourself. Again, my people destroy because my people don't take time to actually, my God, study and learn, know and apply Yah's word themselves. That's why, my God, again, we got so many, my God, who are subject, my God, to these lies, and my God, who are in bondage, my God, to these satanic courts of confusion. These damn dens of deception. Wake up. Again, 1 Corinthians, my God, 1:24-30-31, you can on John 8:32-14:6, 1 John 1-5. All the chapters. Again, beloved, true success is the full realization of a Yah-given potentiality around you. Nothing more, nothing less. Yahuwah El Elyon. The Most Elohim deliberately designed his creation, his image, and likeness to massively reflect and produce his Ruach of excellence and greatness in all that we think, say, and do. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, socially, and of course, economically, please. Hey, homie, listen. I don't care if you have 7, 8, 9, or 10 figures in your bank account. If you are spiritually, intellectually, or more depraved, you're bankrupt just the same around here. If you don't take the time to learn and apply and stand for Yah's divine truth, you'll fall for lies and drown in the abyss of destruction with, my God, what? The rest of the children, my God, of disobedient, the heirs to destruction. Again, my brother wants to listen. Anything that's not genuine and authentic will be exposed for being counterfeit. So, this life is not about faking it till you make it. It's about learning, knowing, and doing so that you actually become and are truly it. We must be true with our Creator, ourselves, and each other. The Heavenly Father speaks, my God, for us to deal with Him and each other from the plane of integrity. You understand that? Always. Fraudulence can only result in disappointment and destruction. Period. No lie is of the truth. No deception can ever result in the harvest of success. You understand that? Understand that. Now, 1 John also implores you to see 1 John 2 and 20. Read for yourself. Now, great thinkers have great thoughts. And great thoughts produce great ideas. And great ideas inspire transcendental and transcendental speech, which gives rise to and empowers great exploits and deeds, which is the only agency that can be responsible for the creation of that magnificent product, intimately known by the few, but can and should be experienced by the many, which is what? True Yahuwah given success. Yahushua HaMashiach is the conquering lion from the tribe of Yahudah. See Bereshit, Genesis 49:10, and also, my God, 5:5. Flat out. Period.